Folks, we've been telling you about this. Sort of a special edition local focus this morning. Jeff Morris, executive director of the Mountain Community Schools Charter School, located right here next to Jackson Park here in Hendersonville, has been a part of our, Jeff, it's hard to believe, 25 years. And Jeff, you're here today to talk about something. We're not here to talk about the 25 years of Mountain Community School. We're here to talk about something that I think sounds too good to be true. So let's get to the matter of it. And it's the launch of Western North Carolina's first fully online, tuition-free charter school for students in grades 4 through 8. I want to repeat that. Western North Carolina's first fully online, tuition-free charter school for students in grades 4 through 8. Jeff, we've been talking about this somewhat, but for people who are just hearing about this for the first time, what is this Mountain Community Online School, and what's the thinking behind launching it now?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Mark.
Of course. This is important.
Yeah, we started this initiative just trying to figure out how to help some families that are just looking for things in a different way. You know, we started exploring and hearing from families, and over my 30 years in education, I've really started to see where families are just looking for an alternative pathway. I think families have already changed the way they're thinking about what they want for education.
Sure.
And education just hasn't really caught up. Parents are asking for flexibility, safety, and focus.
Yeah.
But they don't want to give up rigor. And so I think we've created a system where we've removed that barrier. We've created an environment where we're able to pull both of those things together. The state has now pushed the legislation through that allows charter schools to expand into remote charter academies. And so we embraced that fully and jumped in. We saw a market here in Western North Carolina where it just wasn't being tapped into. And we wanted to create this because there's so many kids that I think are just struggling with the way school is regularly in their traditional model. You know, there are 101,000 homeschool families out there, and I think, you know, the curriculum gets complicated, and they're looking for an alternative way of doing that. So we can do, you know, give the students and families a chance to be at home and live their lives, but also have access to high-quality curriculum without stressing families.
Sure.
And, you know, and then there are 85,000 families out there that are sitting on charter school wait lists across the state. And so this creates an opportunity for those to tap into school in a different way.
And that 4th through 8th grade is such an important time.
Absolutely.
So fully online, tell me how this works for students and families. How does this work on a daily basis?
Yeah, so we're partnering with an education platform, and they will actually have live webinar-style instruction on a daily basis. And so, for instance, you might have your scheduled 9 a.m. English Language Arts class. Well, you'll be able to log on and access the webinar-style class at that time. That class will also be recorded, so you could access it again later. So I don't know how many times I've been sitting in class where, you know, you heard the teacher, you went through the material, but then when you sit down to do the independent work, you have lost what you were doing. And so you can always go back and rewatch the recordings and access that later. One of the great things about that flexibility is it gives you the chance to have life. And so if your class is at 9 o'clock and that's when your live class is, but your family is doing something different that day, you can always pick up the recorded lesson later. And so that gives you the timing flexibility to go with that as well.
Right.
And then, so they'll have those as they go through the week, different classes at different times that are recorded. And then when they're doing their independent work, if they get stuck and they need some help during the hours of, say, 9 to 6 or so, they'll be able to request on-demand support. And so they can go online and say, I watched the video, I don't understand, I'm not sure what I need to do, I'm stuck, and a content expert will jump on with them within a short time period and help solve some of those problems. So they'll get both the live instruction, they'll get the on-demand support, and then we're building in another layer that we think is so powerful. It's is a success coach, because we think that the students are when you know, you don't want to put a student in an online environment and just leave them to fend for themselves. We really still feel like, as part of the Mountain Community School ethos, that relationships are really important. And so we're building in that layer of support as a success coach who will be that engagement partner to keep up with students in their work.
Right. As the parent, I don't want to have to be that.
Exactly.
So to have that offered, that's huge. Yeah. Folks, did I tell you this is something that sounds too good to be true? Because I want to reiterate and to be very clear, this is tuition-free public charter school, right?
That's absolutely
right. How does that happen?
Well, we get our funding from the state just like anybody else. And so as the students enroll, then we, you know, the ADM comes in, we get the funding from the state to help offset the costs for these programs. But this is just like you attending your local charter school or local traditional school, and the funding comes in to help support that education. We just package it a different way.
Wow. Folks, we're going to tell you how to find out more here in just a little bit, but talk about the types of family or types of students that really can take advantage and thrive in this type of environment.
Yeah, I think there are families that that are looking for a model in a different way. You know, their lives may be complicated. It may be a family that just really enjoys travel. They're getting out and want to go to the beach every so often, or they have, this would allow that flexibility. It may be a student or family who's, like my kids were, actively engaged in performing arts. And so, you know, their lives are really complicated with rehearsals those kinds of things, or high level athletics. They're looking for a different way of doing that too. And so this allows them the flexibility to do that training or rehearsal and those experiences. While still keeping up with their education. And it's also for, I think, maybe some students who they're struggling with the traditional school model.
Sure.
You know, it's there's drama in school. when we put two or more people together, we're going to end up with some drama eventually.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a way to kind of alleviate that. Students who may be struggling with high anxiety or stress.
Wow.
It just is a different way of doing school.
We want to remind everybody, we're talking with Jeff Morris. He's the executive director for Mountain Community School, located right here in Jackson Park, about Western North Carolina's first fully online tuition-free charter school for students grades 4 through 8. What is it about grades 4 through 8? Does someone have to come in as a fourth grade student, go all the way through? Can someone come in as a fifth grade student or as a sixth grade student? How does all that work?
Yeah, grades 4 through 8, all grades are open, so you can jump in at any point, anytime you want to join. So we've got a number of 6th, 7th, 8th grade students who are enrolling right now.
Okay.
We have some that are starting in 4th grade that want to come through.
And
either are fine, it's not a problem, but that age group is really a pivotal time. You know,
I totally agree.
I think when we hit 4th grade, students are starting to kind of figure out who they are a little bit and test the waters, and they're getting involved in life, and we're starting to see some of those issues pop up that maybe they're looking for a different way of doing it. And then, I don't know about you, but when I look back on middle school, it was a tough time.
Oh, boy.
And kids are, you know, they're looking for a different way. And I think this is a way to provide that. And I anticipate, you know, this goes well, we get everything going, and this may expand into high school as they go down the road.
That was going to be my next question. Do you see it expanding beyond 4 through 8?
Let's one step at a time. Let's get this year done.
Let's start. Let's start. So you got the slogan, climb higher, learn anywhere.
Yeah.
I get the learn anywhere. What does the climb higher mean?
It's a great question. So we were trying to, as we were putting this together, I don't know what you know about Mountain Community School here in Hendersonville, but we have this ethos, this just ingrained mantra that, you know, we want kids to get outside. We want them to be part of the community.
I do know that. Yeah.
And I think when we started to look at what Mountain Community Online School was going to be, we didn't want to lose that. And so we built a program where we're building in what we call Climb Higher Fridays, right? And so that'll be some time where students will be able to dedicate to their Climb Higher projects. And so the success coach will actually work with the students. We'll give them a bank of 8 to 10 projects that they can choose from. They're going to work on one per quarter. And that project is going to be cross-discipline, so it's standard-based. It's connected to the standards for that student's particular grade level, but it's cross-discipline. So it allows them to incorporate art, and it's going to incorporate their math and the ELA and sure. history and et cetera. And so they'll be able to pull all those pieces together in a project that actually requires them to get out from behind their computer and into their community.
Nice, nice.
And so it may involve going out to a state park, for instance, and maybe when they're out in the state park, they're recording some sounds that they're getting from the nature, and they're going to come back to their computer, and they may create some type of soundscape, right? And so that sure. technology piece, I think, is critical with them developing that, being able to get out into the community. It may involve they need to go do an interview with a veteran or something like that, and to do some history piece that pulls that together. So we're finalizing those projects now, and we're just trying to engage them in the community because we are a community school. And we know as we stretch this out, we look at all of Western North Carolina, or it's actually open statewide, but our targeted marketing is Western North Carolina. It's hard to develop community when it's that broad of a footprint. And
sure.
so by doing it this way, we're actually, the community focus is them connecting with their community, not necessarily everybody all coming together. So,
wow, I am so intrigued by this, and I'm sure other people are. So what do we, if this is something we're interested in for our kids or our grandkids, or we know people who need this for their kids, what do we do?
Well, you can register right now. You can go to check us out on our website. You can go to radio.mountaincommunityonlineschool.org, and you can check us out there. We do a parent preview info session pretty much every Thursday night at 7.
And I was looking at that. Yeah,
That's an option for people. And then if that doesn't fit, then you can actually sign up for a one-on-one call, and we can talk about your family fit and whether it's the right decision, and help you through that.
Okay.
There's lots of information out there on our website. Just check us out.
So once again, folks, this is why we always tell you to have a pad and pen by the radio when you're listening in the mornings. The website to go to is radio.mountaincommunityonlineschool.org. radio.mountaincommunityonlineschool.org. If you're driving and you can't write that down, you can always give us a call, and we'll make sure to get that to you. And remember, they've got information sessions every Thursday, like 7 p.m. Or you can do one-on-one calls, just like
which
you
is
said.
Tonight.
That is tonight, isn't it?
It is
tonight at 7 p.m.
Yep.
All right, so check that out. Once again, it's radio.mountaincommunityonlineschool.org. Jeff, can we do this again sometime? I'd love to do this again, like maybe in a year, and bring a student and a parent, and
absolutely.
Let's talk about how this school, how this online school has helped them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's
We'd
schedule that.
We'd love to do that.
Jeff, thank you so much. Once again, Jeff Morris, Executive Director of Mountain Community School. Find out more about this tuition-free public charter school by going to radio.mountaincommunityonlineschool.org.